to be his in Jesus' name. I want to thank those online and all of you, the church, and our senior pastor, and all you ministers of God, great men and women of God in this church, Mount Zion, for giving me this privilege. It's not a right. I don't want to abuse it. I want to thank God for each and every one of you. You have impacted my life. I'm not the same as I came here. Thank you, Sister Yinka, for yesterday. It was great what God did for us. Thank you. I call you Professor. They call you many names, but God be the glory. I thank you, Sister Grace. Sister, I still remember when you used to maneuver the glory of God in those days, and I still believe that time for it is coming. God is about to do something in Zion, and I want every one of us to get ready. Tell somebody by your side, say, get ready. God is about to move. And don't be left out. God is about to do something great. And so this morning, with all reverence and respect and honor to God for the man he has passed over this house, I feel so little to step into the shoes of this mighty man of God, Michael Obi and the wife. I feel humbled to be before you to share the word. And I beg you to just give me your attention as we just share this little aspect of this part of the word of God God has laid in my heart. And it is the topic this morning is not too long. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I like to just go straight to my point. And God is saying this morning to us, faithfulness brings fruitfulness. Faithfulness brings fruitfulness. When you are faithful, God will cause you to be fruitful. And when you are fruitful, you have fulfilled your purpose in life. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Am I right? Faithfulness brings fruitfulness. Let's look at the book of Proverbs. We'll take only one verse there and then we'll jump back to Genesis. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. In Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20, the scripture reads, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Amen. When we jump back to Genesis chapter 27, I will dwell here. I won't want to go here. I'm here and there. I want to stay here because it's a message you know, you preached it and you know about it, but I just want to bring out this aspect of faithfulness. Faithfulness is lacking in our generation. All people are looking for is what they can grab, what I can get, how much I can get, how much I can grab, and put it to myself. But at the end of it all, it remains there. You don't carry it beyond the grave. When this life is out, all you have grabbed and all you have gotten remains there. And you step further to the maker and the owner of all things. Hallelujah. The Bible says here in Genesis chapter 37, I'm looking at verse 12, but if you look at verse 1 and 2, the Bible said in verse 1 and 2, and Jacob dwelt in the land. Everybody said, dwelt in the land. I want to hear you say it louder. Dwell in the land. And Jacob dwelt in the land, wearing his father, and his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generation of Jacob. Take note there. I want you to take note. These are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17, with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Belial and the sons of Zipporah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Let's drop to 12. In verse 12, the Bible said, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, here am I. Daddy, here am I. And he said unto him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren, and well with this flock, and bring me words again. So he went. So he sent him out to the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed the flock. And the man said, they had departed hence, for I heard them say, let's go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Father, we pray that you bless us this morning. Help us, Lord. I'm just nothing, oh God. Hide me behind the cross, oh God. Of my own self, I have no words to give your children. They have come, oh God, with their spiritual appetites open to swallow your word. Lord, give us your word. We need to hear your voice. Help us to benefit, to profit from your word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'm talking about faithfulness that brings fruitfulness. In the little story we read, if we read the whole scripture, we see the whole picture, but it's a story, a message you have heard again and over and over and over again. Of all the children of Jacob, Joseph was singled out, the youngest. Why? Because of one single thing. Because of some ingredients we lack in our generation today. Because of some ingredients, an ingredient that is important to build Mount Zion today. To build your family today. To build your life. That after this life, you will rejoice and say, hitherto, I made it. And that is faithfulness. Husbands, many husbands are not faithful to their wives. Wives are not faithful to their husbands, children, and everything, vice versa, here and there. But we want to zero into the life of this young lad, Joseph. Why was it said that this is the generation of Jacob? He would have started with his first son. But he said Joseph, who was 17. Because Joseph was a willing son. A son that has a quality that carried the family into a strange land and made them kings and queens. A son who passed through things, and things passed through him, but he endured. We're in a generation when people are not ready to endure. They only want the rosy. I come in with my wife into the church. When we're outside, we are very hot. When we get into the church, he says, oh, get me that thing, let me come. I'm cold now. It's too cold here. We've been in a church somewhere in Nigeria that is like an oven. You are sweating. The preacher is sweating like a hog. And everywhere is boiling. But here, God gave us a cool weather. And Victor Nwankwo, I'm still complaining. It's too cold. But Joseph passed through things. You know that story about Joseph. I'm talking about the ingredients of faithfulness. It's one thing to have faith in God, to move mountains, but another thing to be faithful. Being faithful. The Bible said that this is the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, it threw me off. I said, but he had other children that are older than this young man. Why was it not said Reuben? Why was it not said all these children? Because Joseph was a material God was depending on. God found in him a quality that he will use to establish Jacob, even in the strange land, even in farming, even when it's so difficult that people were struggling to live. This young man carried on. and brought the whole family into Egypt and established them and gave them a future. And when they were scared about him, he said, hey, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. You threw me in the pit. You wanted to destroy me. You wanted to kill me. Thank God for Reuben. And you sold me into the slave market. I was taken like a slave, tied hands and feet, and taken to the slave market. And in the market, God's appointment was on this young man because he was faithful. And in that slave market, Potiphar came to buy a slave, a servant for the king. And it happened to be Joseph. Wow! Joseph to the king's palace. The Bible said here, when Joseph got to where his father sent him to, he did an extra assignment. The Bible said he was searching. He was doing an extra. For us today, for our children today, for even our elders today, when we got to Shechem and look, we didn't see nobody. We just take the food or whatever and come home. Oh, Papa Jacob, I didn't find Joseph. I didn't find my brethren. But the Bible said he was doing what? I want you to preach with me. He was doing what? Searching. He was searching all over the place. And a strange man in the valley there said, what is this young man doing here? What are you doing? Say, I'm looking for my brothers. But before this time, his brothers has already exhibited what? Hatred for him. Hatred for his dream. Hatred for everything about him. His name alone, his coat alone is annoying. When they see him come, they call him names. Have you been in a place you are called names for your faith? We know what he's about to tell us now. He's about to tell us about another dream. He's about to tell us another prophecy. The servant of God in this house has been telling us we're in a season. We're in a season. We're in a season. We're following a cloud. My brother, my sister, God is looking for faithful men and women that will follow this cloud and follow the servant of God to fulfill the vision for this house. Will you be found faithful? The Bible said as he was searching there and crying and looking for them, his brethren has already called him the dreamer because he has told them about his dream more than 3 times or 4 times. And now it became his other name. There comes the dreamer. There comes the preacher. He's coming again. He's going to give me a flyer. Watch out. He'll give me a flyer now. How are you knowing in Cleveland? I know. That woman, Grace and Yinka, they are coming. They will give you paper now. They will tell you, come to Mount Zion Church. What is your identity? What are you known for? Because of your profession. Because of your faith in the Lord. Faithfulness changes you from who people normally know you. You become addicted to your maker and to his work. The Bible said, while he was searching, this man had a solution for him. And because he had a solution for him, he was wholeheartedly waiting for that solution. And he was ready to pay the price of going to Dothan. His father has given him encouragement and words to go to Shechem. But now the assignment is taking him beyond the call of duty. And he was ready. Can Mount Zion depend on you to go the next mile for him? When nobody is looking, when nobody will applaud you, when nobody will say, oh, it's my sister, oh, Pastor Victor, you did that great work. Behind the curtains, behind the lines, can you go? Can you be trusted to carry on for God? Joseph was not going back. And the Bible said when he was arriving at the scene, his brother started mocking. There comes. There. But himself was happy, joyful that he has found the people he was looking for. He has gotten a message for the house. He has gotten something to tell the father that will comfort his father. Because he didn't want to go back with an empty message. He didn't want to go back with a negative message. Winners are always looking for a solution. But losers are always looking for excuses.
Why I didn't share that flyer is because people look at me and I forgot it at home. They have trillions of excuses. God's work today does not need excuse. It needs people that will carry it beyond the excuses. I'm making a mark for God. The Bible said, when he found them, he was happy, he was rejoicing, and they carefully took the plate of food. I suppose it was, what did you make yesterday? Bowl of macaroni, or whatever we cooked yesterday, jollof rice, or pepper soup, or whatever. They carried the soup and pepper soup and kept very well. And they said, now we're going to deal with this young man. He scored the first thing. Gossipers and unfaithful Christians, they're only out to criticize, destroy what God is about to do, what God is doing. The first thing they jumped on was on his coat. They pulled the coat, kept it aside. That nonsense thing our daddy gave you. And he was saying, brothers, I have come to tell you people, daddy is trouble. Said, shut up, dreamer. They tied him, and thank God that the God of the faithful will always be faithful to his own children. They threw him into a pit that has no well, that has no water. Just like so many Christians today, there are wells without water. There are clouds without rain. They don't have the reason for their existence. They're just there for their sake. Joseph was not like that. Joseph, they tied him and threw him into the pit. And they said, let's kill him. And Reuben, one of them said, let's be innocent. Let's not touch his blood. Let's just dump him in the pit. And his mind, the Bible says, his plan was to rescue him and take him back to his father. But it was on an assignment. Before he came back, they had sold him. Everybody says, sold him. I want to hear that. Sold. They sold Joseph. When Reuben came and he was wondering and asking them what happened, they said, we've gotten rid of that noisemaker. That hallelujah, praise our Lord, disturbing everybody in the church. Making noise always. Causing us to not feel comfortable. Brethren, God is about to spark revival in Mount Zion. Are you ready for it? Or are you among those people that say, this shout is too much. This hallelujah. What is that lady doing? What is that man doing? Brethren, when God moves, let's move. The faithful moves when God moves. And because when God moves, he will make your Pharaoh to dream a dream that no one else can answer, can solve than you. Your Pharaoh will dream a dream. And the solution is only in you and no one else. No matter their education. And whatever Joseph went, there were dreams to be interpreted. And nobody was able to interpret it but Joseph. Joseph was dumped into the pit. No matter how low you are, beaten down, discouraged, and the enemy has challenged you and thrown you aside, and you think that all is gone, God is still on the side of the faithful. And the Bible said, they pulled him out from there and sold him. And he was sold to a special market where the kings come to buy their own slaves. And Joseph was bought and taken to a special place. You will be treated specially when you take God special, when you take God serious, when you are faithful to God. God will treat you faithful. God will be faithful to you in all, no matter your challenges. God will always show you that you are his own product. You are his own man. And the Bible said, brethren, I'm even not looking at my outline, but I'm just trying to unburden my heart, what the Lord rubbed on my heart for you. And when Joseph was in the slave market wondering what is going to become of Joseph tomorrow, it was not his problem. His problem was, what is the will of God? The Bible says, if you go from there, the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. Touch somebody by your side and say, but God is with you. because of his faithfulness, the Bible says that God was with Joseph. We're in a time that we dearly need God to be with us. Anywhere we are, in any circumstances we are in, it's a time we need God by us. That song I said, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Bless me, oh my Savior. And the Bible said, they brought him to Potiphar's house. And in Potiphar's house, he was faithful. He was minding God. As he was minding God and doing his business, doing the slave's job, the master spotted him and said, no, this is a different man. This is a special man. I will give him the trust of everything in my house because he is faithful. I want to hear you say faithful. He is faithful. And nothing in the house was kept by Potiphar. Potiphar gave him everything. When the wife came around Joseph, Joseph said, no, please, my master has given me everything here, but because I have a higher master, I can't do this evil against my God and against my master and against myself. God forbid that I will lie with you. And the Bible says, she kept troubling this young man, troubling him. And one day, she felt she had succeeded. For some of us, we will say, oh, this is a good opportunity. So sleep with Potiphar's wife and get all the right in the house. Get the soup, the better part of the soup. Joseph said, God forbid. When she came, Joseph ran and she tore his coat. Remember, his first coat was taken away from him by his brothers. This now second coat was torn. And he decided to run with a torn coat instead of remaining with a coat and commit sin and live against his conscience. And the Bible said, when he ran, the master came back. The woman framed a big frame, a big lie. And he was thrown into the prison. And there in the prison, his God was with Joseph. And God elevated Joseph to become the chief superintendent of the prisons. Hallelujah. When we become faithful, when we are seriously faithful to God, God knows how to promote us. God knows how to elevate us. God knows how to meet our needs and keep us where we belong. In the prisons, he became the supervisor, the superintendent in the prison. The prison authorities handed over authority to him. Faithfulness brings fruitfulness. And there, the Bible said, he interpreted dreams. And that was the springboard that took him to the throne of Egypt. And Pharaoh had a dream. Your Pharaoh will have a dream these days. And you will be called to interpret the dream. And God will give you the dream. You didn't need to ask, how am I going to interpret it? God will give you the dream interpretation. Those financial challenges, those obstacles before you, and you are saying, Lord, you need to answer, Lord, how am I going to come through this? God will cause your Pharaoh to dream. And when he dreams that dream, they will look for you. And when they look for Joseph, after his coat was torn in the prison, when they found him, they brought him out and first of all gave him a good shower and baba. They gave him a good haircut and dressed him up with another coat to go before the king. Dressed him to go to the White House. You will be dressed appropriately by God, by the Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to go to your White House and declare, thus says the Lord. And when he finished declaring, thus says to the Lord, to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, nobody in this land can do this job but this young man. Am I right? Everybody said, yes, Joseph is the product. And Joseph began to administrate Egypt, began to push the buttons. Because of his faithfulness, the Bible said, because he was faithful, God was with him, and everything he does prospered. Do you want to prosper?
I tell you, this is the three keys to prosperity. Faithfulness is the key to prosperity. In conclusion this morning, brethren, we need to be faithful to the word of God. We need to be faithful to the church. I don't have time. I would have taken you down. Faithful to the family, to your family. Be faithful to your finances. Time will fail me. I thank God for the wife God gave me. When I left her in Nigeria and the children and came to the U.S., we had a little lot, a piece of land that was sold. And do you know what this lady did? I'm going to tell them your secret. She sold the land, took out the title without telling the husband. He didn't even call me to discuss, negotiate. She took out the title and gave God. Before ever I know that we had money, she had already paid the tithe. Are you faithful to the finances that come through those fingers? I want you to look at your fingers. Look at your fingers. Look at those fingers. You want money? Be faithful to what God has given you. When you are faithful to God, God will give you double. God knows how to multiply. We need to be faithful to our nation. We need to be faithful to our co-worker and to the people we work with. Amen. Amen. Going the next mile. That was what identified David in his generation. When his father said, go and see them at the battlefront. Know what is going on. And when he got there, he saw that Goliath was there defying the God of Israel. And he asked a question. What will be done to somebody who put this man down? He said, we don't know what Saul will do to him. We don't know what the king will do. But all we know, his elder brother said, you naughty boy, you've come here to make noise here. Who are you? Come on, shut up. Go back to our father's flock. He said, what have I done wrong? I just asked the question. Faithful men are always reserved. They are always silent. They are always firm in their faith. They are always there to do what God has put in them to do for him. They are always there as ambassadors of God's cause. Are you an ambassador for God? Joseph, when he got to Pharaoh's college government, he turned it the right side up for God. Hallelujah. He turned it the right side up for God. He told Pharaoh, look, if this nation in the next 7 years will survive this got to be done. And when they did it, you know the story. I don't need to tell you the stories. Egypt became the center of the whole world. God is about making Mount Zion a center for the whole world. You were here in the breakthrough night when God revealed to us that he's about to do something in Zion. Where are the faithful men and women God can depend on to make this place a center for solution? I want you to say it. Center for solution. Touch yourself and say, Lord, make me faithful. I want to be part of this solution, Lord. I don't want to be a problem. I want to be a solution. We have people who come to church only to complain to you. My big toe was scratching me yesterday. And when they come the next day, they say my left eye was itching me and it was ready. The next day he comes to church. Oh, he has one other complaint. Is there a time you will come to bear the burden of the man of God, the burden of the house of God, the burden of the cause of God, like Joseph bore, and God promoted him until he got to a place he was riding on the chariot of Egypt. He had the segment. And when his brothers came to Egypt to buy food, they didn't even recognize him. Your enemies will not recognize you. When God decorates you, when God decorates you, your enemies will say, is that her or is it? I think that's not him. No, but that's him. That's Joseph. And it took Joseph time before he revealed himself. He said, what you people meant for evil, God meant it for good. There are some difficulties you are passing today, and the enemy is tempting you to backslide, to mess up, to do what was the temptation of Joseph. Don't give in. Remain faithful. Ask God to give you the strength to stand faithful. Stand tough for God. Go forward for God. Raise out for him, and he will be out for you. Our choir sang the other day that God is chasing after us. Chasing after us. God is racing after us. God is about to use Mount Zion to do something great. God is about to do something in your family. He's about to do something in your individual life if we remain faithful. For faithfulness is the key to our blessing. Faithfulness is the only key that carried our brethren. The book of Hebrews said, through faith, they were able to subdue kingdoms, and they were able to reign, and they were able to make it. Can we bow our head? Can we bow our head this morning and pray this prayer with me? Lord, help me to be faithful to my children, to my nation, to the church, to my life, that Lord, I'll be faithful to the destiny and the calling you have called me, oh God. May I not just be an empty vessel following others. Father, make me faithful. Pray that prayer like you mean it. God is looking for faithful vessels he's going to use. Faithful singers in the choir. Faithful ushers by the door. Faithful ushers. Faithful workers in your office. Where you work is looking for faithful children of God that will shine the light. God is looking for faithful men in America. He's looking for faithful men in Nigeria that will honor him, will honor him and glorify his name. Father, make me faithful. Pastor Emmanuel, please come. Pastor Emmanuel, come and close us with your prayers. Thank you. What about you?